freelance health journalist Laura Lopez Gonzalez joining me on the line now. Laura, just before the traffic and the weather, we got a call from Lyndon Burns, who's an aviation specialist, saying that there is no need for South Africa to suspend flights to India anymore because India yesterday published new regulations which prohibit all flights in and out of that country to anywhere, which is good news, right? Because then we don't have to worry about people traveling from India to South Africa who are not working for humanitarian relief aid or repatriation flights.
Right. I think, like, you know, what we know now is that as of now, that variant that is dominant in India has not been detected in South Africa. Scientists at UKZN are busy sequencing one sample from a traveler from India, but have not yet completed that analysis. Right now, so again, there's been no confirmation. I know that there's a lot of misinformation circulating in UK in KZN, and a lot of doctors there are very concerned about calming their patients. I think it is interesting to note that so far in this pandemic, we haven't really had a clear answer on about whether or not travel bans work to prevent outbreaks and disease. So it's an interesting question that's kind of haunted national responses. We do know that travel bans have gone ahead against India in the US, Australia, Canada, and the UAE.
The National Institute of Communicable Diseases actually highlighting the very point that you are raising there, that, you know, whether we suspend flights or not, it won't prevent the spread of a variant to South Africa. Should it unfortunately be here already, or should people be able to access South Africa in other ways?
Right. And so we've had two big reviews about research that have looked at all the research published on this question when it comes to SARS and MERS and a bunch of other diseases that we've had in recent times. And basically, those two huge reviews looking at more than 2,000 papers have basically said there's not a lot of good evidence on this. We actually need more evidence. And it's very unlikely that travel bans will sort of get you out of a outbreak forever. They may do something to slow down the spread of a disease. But again, the research is really, really mixed.
Do you know whether South Africa has, I suppose, received any requests from South Africans who are in India right now who want to be repatriated home, and whether DIRCO is facilitating a process to get them home?
I think that's a really good question. And we know that obviously it's been a question for Australians that are stuck abroad. I don't know that of any cases in specifics, but I can imagine that this is something that DIRCO is thinking about.
No doubt. It is a serious situation in India, is it not? Exacerbated, really, by the fact that they're not able to get vaccines, because I know the government of India was looking to not only fight the pandemic in the measures that are in place, but at the same time try and get as many adults as possible vaccinated. There's just not enough vaccines in India currently that they can administer.
Right. And there's a lot of questions going on, I think, globally about how we increase the supply of vaccines. I think there are some experts saying that it's unlikely that India, in the way that it is looking right now, can quickly vaccinate its way out of this current spike that it's having with devastating consequences. I think there was a lot of criticism of the Modi government about allowing mass gatherings, promoting political rallies, often with very little mask wearing involved. So I think that government definitely has some questions to answer for. The U.S. Looking to send humanitarian aid, and a lot of people looking at the U.S. to relax trade restrictions on vaccines, and also some of the ingredients needed to make those vaccines.
Laura, thank you very much indeed for your insights. Freelance health journalist Laura Lopez Gonzalez talking to us there.